Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Are you ready? It's time for us to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. And I want to remind you about tomorrow's Pray Together episode. If you have some pressing need or something that's heavy on your heart, you would like thousands of people around the world to be praying with you about, you can submit that need right now. There's probably still time to get it in for tomorrow's episode. You can go to carreygreen.com/prayer, C-A-R-E-Y, green like the color, .com/prayer. Fill out the form, give us your details. We would love to pray for you tomorrow. All right, we are moving into John chapter 17. As we are continuing to examine the things that Jesus said before he left the earth. And friends, Easter is coming right up. It's the holiday where we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. And today is Thursday. Some people call it Maundy Thursday. It's the Thursday before Easter, really, is all that's about. And it's a time for us to begin reflecting on what Jesus has done for us. And I think there's no better way to do that than to look at John chapter 17, because this is often called the high priestly prayer. It's a prayer Jesus prays. And friends, there's a lot of things we can learn from the way that Jesus prays. First of all, we can learn how to relate to the Father. We can learn what confidence in prayer looks like. We can learn what truth looks like. But one of the most valuable things is we can learn what Jesus is like by hearing how he talks with his Father. You see, prayer is one of those places where you can't be a fake. I mean, you know the God of the universe is listening, and he knows everything that really is going on in your heart. And so you just have to be who you are. And Jesus is doing that. Not that Jesus would ever try to be a fake, but it's just very revealing to see how he prays. So we're beginning here in John 17, verses 1 through 5. And it says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he was just speaking to his disciples, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and he said, so friends, pay attention. This is a public prayer where Jesus, with all his disciples gathered around, begins to pray. He's lifting up his eyes to heaven. He's looking up in symbolism of the Father being there present and listening to him. And he says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you've given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. My friends, there is so much here we could dig into. But I love some of the ways that Jesus expresses his heart here. First of all, do you notice that Jesus' desire is that the Father be glorified? He's saying, Father, whatever glory you bring about in my life, do it for the sake of glorifying yourself. And friends, we can pray that same kind of prayer. Father, whatever glory, whatever good, whatever benefit you bring from my life, may it be to your glory, that others will see you. That really is our heart as believers in Christ. We want the Father to be lifted up. Amen? And then Jesus gives us a great lesson in what it means to have eternal life. Notice what he says in verse 3. He says, and this is eternal life. He's about to define it. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You see, when we think about eternal life, we tend to think about the beating of our heart, the breaths that we take, the existence that we live, and that it continues on after death. And while all of that is true, and in a very real sense is the essence of eternal life, Jesus is saying it's more than that. Eternal life comes through knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom that only true God has sent to us. My friends, eternal life is in relationship with Jesus and therefore relationship with the Father. Do you see it that way? It's not about gaining something tangible or something beneficial. It's about benefiting from a relationship, engaging with a person in the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, teach us how to nurture this relationship of eternal life, teach us how to grow in our relationship with you, to know you more deeply, as we're trying to do here through reading your prayer. Give us the ability to understand your heart, to grow close to you, to fall more deeply in love with you, and enable your presence and the knowledge of you in our lives to overwhelm us and flow out of us through an expression of the eternal life that you've given, that others may be drawn in and be drawn to your glory just as we have been. Jesus, glorify yourself, that the Father may be glorified.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.